Now, the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, nowadays known as Guide Dogs, is a British charity founded in 1934. This week is Guide Dogs Week, and people all over the UK are raising money to help ensure guide dogs can help as many blind and partially sighted people as possible. And joining me now is one of those people doing a fantastic job in fundraising. It's Brenda Weaver. Hi, Brenda.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, perhaps you can start off by telling us how you first got involved with fundraising and the guide dogs. I know you do more than fundraising, but yeah.
I got involved with an advert in the Brentwood Gazette asking for volunteers for the association around about 15 years ago.
Right.
I am an actual puppy walker, so I'm quite fortunate to have a puppy more or less every year to 18 months to train for guide dogs. And that's my involvement. My daughter was scared of dogs, and I thought it'd be a good way of getting her around to like dogs.
And you've brought a lovely friend with you today, haven't you?
I have brought a lovely friend. He was one of my pups I puppy walked. He's actually on holiday with me. I've got guide dog Aero with us. And he's on holiday because his owner's in hospital at the moment. So he's having a well-deserved break with his puppy walker.
Well, what a lovely boy.
He's
already kissed me today. So can we get him to speak?
I'm afraid not. He's good, but he's not that good.
Okay. Well, you mentioned you're a puppy walker. So what exactly does that involve?
Yeah, I'm a puppy walker. And us puppy walkers, it's a voluntary role. We get our puppies at 7 weeks of age and we have them up to about 14 months. Our main role is socialising them. We're not trainers.
Right.
We socialise them. We get them out and about on buses, trains, shops, places like that, restaurants, so they know how to behave.
Yep.
We do a lot of the basic stuff, the sits, the downs, which will go right the way through their working life with them. We have to toilet train them, which is very important for a guide dog owner, knowing that they're not going to go to a toilet when they're out working.
Of course, yeah.
So we just do all the basic stuff so that when they go into training at 14 months, a trainer can get on starting them on their journey to become a guide dog.
And after a year or more with this puppy in your home, you're bound to get attached to them, aren't you? I mean, when they leave you, do you get updates on how they're getting on?
We do. Yeah. After they've been with us for nearly a year, it's very upsetting when they leave. Mm. But we know why we're doing it, to give visually impaired and blind people the chance for freedom and independence again to get out with a guide dog. Still doesn't make it any easier.
No.
We do keep in contact with the guide dog owners if they would like to. And as Bob said, I've got Aero here with me and he comes back for holidays.
Lovely.
And things. So we do get updates as they go through training and also when they're working.
And I expect he remembers you, doesn't he?
He does, he knows where everything is at home.
Oh, really? Yeah. Now, I was looking at the main guide dog's website and I was quite surprised. Now, they're amazing animals and amongst other things, some of the more surprising things they're trained to do are to only play with other dogs when they're not wearing their white and yellow harness, but to ignore them. When the harness comes off, then they can play, but they won't play with other dogs while they're wearing the harness. And also, they're trained to take their owner's height into account and how wide the pair of them are when they're walking along the pavement. And if a gap's too narrow or something's hanging low overhead, a guide dog will refuse to go any further. Now, I know you're not involved in those training those things, but how on earth do you train a dog to do those things, do you think?
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
With them, we as puppy walkers, when they're walking with us, we would try if a dog is going by to get them to ignore it, and they learn very quickly to ignore it if they're on lead. When they're up the woods, they're just like a normal dog.
Sure.
And when their harness is off, they're just a pet dog, really. They don't do anything. With regards to parking, there's a big issue with people parking on pavements.
A very
big issue. Yeah. The dog will look at the gap and think, well, I can't get through it, so maybe the person can't behind.
Yeah.
And the dog, 9 out of 10 the times, will take them round the car and in the road.
Right.
So it's important that that's done properly.
Yeah.
And exactly with the height of things, they will manoeuvre out and try and get them round
things.
Yeah,
I find that incredible.
Yeah,
and people must stop parking on the curb, mustn't they?
They must. Big campaign.
Yes, we'll see if we can start that one. What about volunteers? You must rely on a lot of volunteers.
Very much so. Yeah. The charity does rely on lots of volunteers. There's over 50, maybe 70 roles in guide dogs for volunteers. We've got brood bitch holders, stud dog holders, myself, puppy walkers.
Yeah.
Right the way along, there's always something for somebody. So
right.
If you want to go on the website and volunteer, please do. And just have a look if you can help your local branch or wherever.
Yeah. Have you got a local website or is it the
main
one?
No, it's the main website, but there's a note on there saying local to you. Put your postcode in
right.
And somebody local should come up to you.
Okay. So I assume you've been out collecting this week, have you?
We have. We started Guide Dog Week off with a collection in Shenfield. Very popular at Shenfield. We only do 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we raised over nearly £340.
Wonderful.
So,
yeah.
So the people of Shenfield, thank you very much for that.
Well done. And you've got some more fundraising tomorrow, haven't you, with your coffee morning. Tell us all about that.
We have. This is our 5th year, actually, our coffee morning. We thought we'd do something special in Guide Dog Week 5 years ago. And we're much better at it now than we were the very first year. We were learning. We've got lots of things there. There's stalls, lots of stall holders coming in. We've got more stall holders coming in this year.
Lovely.
And there'll be Christmas cards for guide dogs, calendars, lots of other bits and pieces for trading on guide dogs, tombolas, raffles, and of course homemade cakes and a tea and a coffee.
Sounds lovely. And not forgetting some puppies and some adult guide dogs.
We are
well.
Hoping we'll have puppies there of yeah. all sorts. There'll be some working guide dogs and also retired guide dogs.
Yeah.
I've got a retired guide dog at home. Who was my 4th puppy. He's come home, now he's retired.
Lovely.
And he will be attending tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually missed the question out I was going to ask you there. What happens to guide dogs once they retire?
Well, guide dogs normally retire between 8 and 10 years of age.
Right.
When they retire, they can stay with the family if possible.
Okay, yeah.
If they can cope with their new dog as well. Excuse me.
That's all right.
And then if they can't, they can be nominated to a friend or family of the guide dog owner. But if not, the puppy walker will get that call maybe 10 years later. Would you like your dog back?
Ah, right.
And I've got Arthur at home with me now.
Okay.
So he's enjoying retirement.
Yeah, lovely. Well, thanks very much for coming in. I hope it's a great success tomorrow. We'll just go over the details again of that,
yep.
shall we? It's coffee morning in aid of the guide dogs. And it's at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, Mount Avenue in Shenfield. Starts at 10:30 a.m., goes through till about 1 p.m. There's Christmas cards, homemade jams, crafts, and a chance to meet some guide dogs as well. Brenda, sorry.
I'd just like to say a few more
yeah.
words.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing lots of local support there. We are word of mouth now. People tend to know that
yeah.
we're doing it. A big thank you to Mount Avenue Banqueting Suites, who give us lots of help during the day. Also to Parry Cohen, the estate agents. They are big supporters of ours. So I'd just like to thank them. And a lot of local businesses as well who have donated items to our event for
yeah.
tomorrow. So thank you all very much. And
fantastic.
I hope to see some of you there.
Well, well done to everyone. And well done to you as well, Brenda.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing... I've forgotten his
name. Aero.
Aero. Thanks for bringing Aero in. Lovely to see him. And hope it all goes brilliantly tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Thanks a lot.